Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Brachot, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. In the middle of the Amud, Tana Rabbanan, we have a Breita, Nichas, the Beit HaKisei. Somebody goes into a Beit HaKisei. We have to remember that there, Batei Kisei, were not like our bathrooms. There was clearly no sewage or drainage involved. So Choletz Tefillah Brachok Arba Amot. You have to take your tefillin off 4 Amot away, V'nichnas. Now we haven't yet said what to do with the tefillin. Rachav Rav Huna Amar Rav Sheshet Lo Shana Ola Beit HaKisei Kavua. Beit HaKisei Kavua here means one where you're defecating. Beit HaKisei arrive at a temporary Beit HaKisei, meaning you're just going to urinate. Choletz in Fnel Altar. You can take your tefillin off, and or it's a Beit HaKisei that was never used before, so you're like out in the woods. Then you could take your tefillin off and go to the bathroom right away. But then when you move away, you have to go arba amot because now it's got stuff there, and you put it on. You've made it kavua now. Can you walk in with your tefillin on to a regular Beit HaKisei, but just for urinating? Ravina Shar, Ravana Bar Matna Asar, so we have Machloket. Atu Shalua L'Rava, so they came and asked Rava what to do. Amar Lehu Asur. Chashin and Shema Yifna Bayan. The issue is that it's not inherently Asur, as much as there's just a concern that you may end up doing more and defecating. Or maybe you'll let wind. Either way, it's inappropriate for tefillin. Tanyidach, Renachas Levet HaKisei Kavua Choletz Tefillah V'Rachok Arba'amot Rechan V'Chalon HaSamuch L'Shut Rabim V'Nichnas. So you take them off 4 amot away and you put it into a window, which means a hole in the wall that's facing towards the outside, and you go in. U'Shu Yotzei, when you leave Marchik Arba'amot Rechan, you go 4 amot away again and you put them on Divrei Beit Shammai. That's Beit Shammai. Hilo Omrim Ochzan B'Yado V'Nichnas. You put them in your hands and you hold them when you go in. We're going to see some stories about this. V'kiva omer ochzan b'vigdo v'nichnas. You hold them in your clothes. You don't hold them with your hands. V'gdo sakadaitach. How can you hold them with your clothes? Inan mishtalu v'nafli. You let them go and they'll fall down. Ugh. Ela'ema ochzan b'vigdo uviado v'nichnas. It means that you hold them with your hands in the garment, so you don't touch them. U'menichan b'chorin esmochin v'beit HaKisei. And then you put them in the windows that are inside the Beit HaKisei. V'menichan b'chorin esmochin v'shut rabim. And don't put them on the outside, like Bichamai said. Shemit lo tam avrei drachim. We're going to hear a story that some passersby may come and take your tefillin, and it's going to lead to suspicion about you. What's the story? He put his tefillin out there. A prostitute came and took them. She came to his Beit Midrash and said, look what this guy gave me for my reward for sleeping with him. When he heard it, Allah the Rosh Hagag, when a foul umate. He went and committed suicide. So this is against Beit Shammai. This is why they made the rule that you have to carry them in with you and not leave them outside, and you hold them in the garment with your hand. Originally, they would put them in the holes facing the Beit HaKisei. And then rats would come and take them. So they made a rule to put them on the outside. Then passersby would take them. So they made the rule that you hold them. Halacha is that you roll them up like a sefer, like a scroll, and you hold them in your right hand, right opposite your heart, right there. As long as one of the straps is not coming out of your hand, at least one tefach, make sure it's all in there. By the way, all of this is only, and remember, keep in mind, they wore tefillin all day. So this is only if you're going to the bathroom early enough in the day that when you come out, there's still time to put them on. Let's say you're going to the bathroom at the end of the day. You make a little bag for them. Put them in there. During the day, you roll them up and hold them against your heart. You make a little bag for them at night. That's what we have, our bags for tefillin. This only works if the kli is made for it. Avakliche, no kiliyan, if it's a kind of bag that's used for something else and you're just putting it over the tefillin, fil b'chom mitefach, it can be left less than a tefach, and it still is considered a break, and a barrier to the stuff around. You see that tiny little jugs can protect things in Ohel HaMeit. If you have a small ceramic jug, and it's an Ohel, and something's inside, and the jug is sealed, the thing inside is tahor. We used to follow Rabbi Yochanan. Can we buy the male Beit HaKiseh? When you go into the Beit HaKiseh, can we not get Sifrei Agadata? When he would have one of the few scripts that they had, scrolls that they had, a book of Agadah, have a Yayavlan, he'd give it to us to hold. Kavinaki tefillin of Yayavlan. When it's tefillin, he wouldn't give it to us. Amrahuel v'sharuna rabban. And since the rabbi is permitted, when you're alone, to take them, they're not trying, I'll watch them myself. Amrava kavizlin and batrid of Nachman. So Rava says when he would follow his rabbi, Kavinaki, he'd walk after him. Kavinaki sefer agadita, and he would go to the bathroom, he would take a sefer agadah Yayavlan. Kavinaki tefillin of Yayavlan. Amrahuel v'sharuna rabban. They're not trying. The same exact conversation Rabbi Yochanan had with his students. Now we're talking about holding on tefillin into your, holding tefillin in your hand. You shouldn't hold tefillin in your hand, the Sefer Torah in your arm, and daven. The problem here is that you can't focus on davening. We're not talking about wearing tefillin, we're talking about holding tefillin as a separate piece. And you can't urinate while you are holding these things. And you can't be wearing tefillin and sleep, even dozing off. A knife, or money, or a plate, or bread has the same rule. Meaning you shouldn't hold them while you're davening. We don't hold like that. The Beit Shammai, that follows Beit Shammai. The Beit Hillel, Hashta Beit HaKiseh Kavu Ashari, they even allowed you to carry tefillin into a regular Beit HaKiseh. Beit HaKiseh Arai Mibaya, and this is why I mentioned earlier, Beit HaKiseh Arai refers also to urinating. So certainly Beit Hillel would allow you to hold tefillin in your hand while you're urinating. We have a challenge because it says, that which I permitted you here, I forbade you there. And we assume that that means that this is somewhat of an ironic twist. That which I permitted you in the case of defecation, I forbade you in the case of urination. So my loved tefillin, isn't that tefillin? And that says that even Beit Hillel would say that you have to put them away for that. So according to Beit Hillel, this ironic twist makes sense. They're not matter here nor there. So the answer is Kitanya Hilin Yen Tefach Tfachaim. The Hitarti and Asarti is not about tefillin. It's about how much you uncover yourself. Tanicharak Shub Mifne Megalelach Rav Tefach Tfanav Tfachaim. When you go to the bathroom, you uncover in back one tefach and in front two tefachim. Tanicharak Rav Tefach Tfanav Loklum. And the other version is in back one tefach and in front none. So my love, Idibi Idibi Isha, aren't they both talking about a man? Velokasha Kan Ligdolim Kan Ligtanim. If you're defecating, then you open nothing in front, and if you're urinating, you open two in front. So v'tispray, biktanim l'charav tefach lamali. If you're just urinating, why do you have to open up anything in back? Again, they have different kind of garments. Elo idi idi v'gdolim. Both of these are defecation. V'lo kasha, habi ish, habi isha. One is for a man, has to open up a little in front. One is for a woman, she doesn't. Hiachi adik tani alav zehu kalachomer shein alav tshuva. And if you, but the Breita that said, he talked to the Anasarti, it says, this is a Kal V'chomer that can't be challenged. Mayin Alav Tshuva. Talking to Miltachi, what do you mean Alav Tshuva? That's kind of the physiology of it, the anatomy of it. Alav Tfilin, it must really go back to Tfilin. V'tiyuvta de Rav Rav Sheshet, tiyuvta. So Rav, according Rav Sheshet, is challenged, and really that Breita follows Beit Hillel. And Beit Hillel, in this ironic twist, says that when it comes to urination, we're more severe. But the irony is still the problem. With defecating, there are no sparks that are going to come out. There's little drops that are going to come out. Shari, Beit HaKiseh, right? Ikan, it's so, when urinating, there could be drops that go here and there. Asri, so they're actually more severe. Yachi, amayin alav tshuva, tshuva malaiti. What do you mean? That's actually a very good reason. This is not some sort of mysterious thing. Hakamra, hamilta tetele v'torah tam avlo tetele b'kal v'chomer. The answer is you should present it as an argument, not as a kal v'chomer, meaning just by giving the reason. The atam torah kal v'chomer is a kal v'chomer shen alav tshuva, because if a kal v'chomer, then ain't alav tshuva. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. When somebody comes into a fancy meal, a full meal, Malecha sarap hamim arbamot. Here's a little bit of advice. Take pace back and forth 10 times, 4 amot each, or arba pamim asarmot, or 4 times 10 amot each. If you flam, that'll get your digestive system going, so you go to the bathroom so that you can come into the meal and enjoy it. When you come into a meal, you take your tefillin off and then come in. He says, no, the opposite. You put them right on the table, and that's glory for you. So how long do you not wear them? Until it's time to bench. Then you put on your tefillin and you bench. According to one braita, you could wrap your tefillin with your money in your money belt. We have another one that says you shouldn't. So lokasha had da azmane had lo azmane. It depends. If you set it aside as a money pouch, then you shouldn't. But if you didn't yet set it aside, you could use it for tefillin. If you set it aside for tefillin, then you can't put money in it. If you set aside a bag of tefillin and made it for tefillin, and you designated it for that, sar be tefillin asul meitzar be pshiti. Once you put tefillin in there, you can't put money in there. Azmane v'lo tzarbe, but if you set it aside but didn't yet put tefillin in there, or tzarbe v'lo azmane, or you put tefillin in then but didn't designate it, shor lemeitzar b'zuzi, then you can put money in there. Uli abaya dema hazmana milta, this goes to the machloket about hazmana milta, is designation meaningful? So according to abaya it is. Azmane afogav v'lo tzarbe, so once you designated it for tefillin, even if you never put anything in, you can't put money in there. Tzarbe, azmane asari lo azmane lo, but if you only put tefillin in there, it depends if you designated it. Either way, it's asur. If not, not. Barmer of Yosef, Parade of Nechunya, Mirav Yehuda. So he asked Rav Yehuda, Maush yaniach adam tefilav, tachat mirashotav. What about putting your tefillin under your pillow, under your head? Tachat margalotav lokan raili. I know you can't put it under your feet. That's degrading. I'm asking about under the head. My, what's the story? Amalei achem or Shmuel mutar. Shmuel said you're allowed to. Vafilu ishto imo. Even if you're sleeping with your wife. So, you shouldn't put them under your feet because it's degrading. You can put it under your head. But if your wife's with you, asur. And it's not necessarily saying that you're engaged in sex, as long as she's with you. If you have somewhere that's 3 tvachim higher and lower than the bed, mutar, then you can put it there. So, tiyufta to Shmuel, that challenges Shmuel. Tiyufta. So Rav, I forgot Tanya to Yuvta to Shmuel Chatakavatei. Even though Shmuel was refuted here, we still follow him. My Tama, call in a Turinhu Tfe Adif. Whatever watches them more is better. Putting them under your head is very good. Hecha Manachlu. So where do you put them? Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Karla Keset. Put it between the pillow and the sheet, as it were. Shelo Kenegad Rosho, but not directly under your head. A little off to the side. You put it directly under your head. That's you put part of that little pocket outside a little bit, so it's not directly over the top. Papa used to do that. He would tie them up inside this bag and have the corner come out. He put it on a bench and he would cover them up. I was in front of Rav. Marli, zil iti li tefillin. Go bring me my tefillin. I found them not where his head was, but under the pillow. And I know that that night before was the night his wife went to the mikveh, so I know they were together. And the reason he sent me to get his tefillin was to teach me that halacha, that you can have it there even when you're being intimate with your wife. They asked Rav Yehuda, Shnaim shishinim mita achad. If 2 people are sleeping in one bed, there's 2 men. Can they turn their back to each other and say Shema? We're assuming here no clothes. Wait, even if your wife's with you, you could have tefillin there. You think that ishto, and then certainly if there's just some other guy, your wife is like your body, you're accustomed to having her with you. But somebody else is not. So We have one brighter that says they could turn their backs and read. If you're sleeping in bed and you have your whole family with you, you shouldn't say Kriyat Shema unless there's something, a garment or a blanket between them. But if his kids were little kids, mutar. So Rav Yosef lokasha. So Rav Yosef has a fine answer. Habi ishto, haba acher. If it's your wife, it's okay. If it's somebody else, even other members of the family, it's not okay. El Shmuel, Kashik Shmuel said, in all cases, okay. Halach Shmuel, Rav Yosef, Minecha, Rav Yosef also doesn't have it so simple. Hatanya, Hashem, Mita, Vanav, Nevi, Tob, Mita, Loikar, Kriyat Shema, Mkena, Tom, Tel, Tom, of Sekhet, Binayan. If you have your family with you, then you can't read unless there's a talit between you. Ma'ilach, remember, Ishto, Rav Yosef, Tanoihi. So Rav Yosef will have to agree that the issue of Ishto is a machloka Tanaim. Adinami, Tanoihi. I'll also agree it's a machloka Tanaim, but I'm siding with those who say it's mutar. Amar Mar, Zemach Zer Panav Korei Kriyat Shema. Vayikar Gavot, but you have the rear ends are touching each other. So Ravuna, Amar Ravuna Gavot, Ein Bami Shum Erva. That's not called an Erva. I'm going to say Relay Ravuna. Aisha Yoshev Rukotz Ala Chalata Rumam Neshe Chulal Lachasot Panav Karka Velo Aish. A woman can take Chala absolutely naked, sitting down, because she can cover her genitals in the ground, but a man can't. Right? And so therefore you see that the rectum is not considered an erva. If she sat herself really down, so she's directly in the ground. Okay, I'm right. If the kids were little kids, then it's mutar, and even of the opposite gender. Simply until the point that the bia is meaningful. Or the other version is that a girl shall till she's 11, a boy till he's 12, basically, onat nidarim. Either way, they're picking on the metaphor in Yechezkel Tetzayin that body readiness. Amrav Kahana Ravashi, Hatam Amarav of Agav, the Tiyuv to the Shmuel, the Chotakavate to Shmuel. In the other ruling, Rava said that even though Shmuel was reproved about where to put the tefillin, was refuted. Nonetheless, we rule like him. Hachamai, what about here? Was Shmuel refuted, or do we accept him? I'm relay. Atu kulu b'chara machtem achtinu. What, you're judging them all the same way? Hechel itmar itmar chel lo itmar. Where it says halacha k'Shmuel, fine. Where it doesn't say it, and it was refuted, not. Marila Papa, say, are you say big domahu? What if you have a garment and you have some pubic hair that's sticking out? Is that a problem for Kriyat Shema? Kari Ale, say, it's just hair, it's no big deal, and therefore it's not an issue. Which is going to lead us to the next sugya of Erva for Kriyat Shema, which we'll pick up in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.